at the back, smiling anxiously, looking at the people, analysing them. We were outsiders. We were strangers. I remember Gary and a few others. They welcomed us with warm smiles. We listened to the welcome prayer and the songs, which we felt were uplifting and easy to follow. That day, we came away feeling welcome and drawn to return. When new people join our church, how do they feel? COVID-19 has made it more difficult for new people to walk through those doors. Everyone now needs to wear a mask. Newcomers can't see that warm smile that we saw back then. But they can feel your warmth and the presence of the Holy Spirit, God's presence. When new people do arrive through those doors, how do you welcome them? Who do we welcome? What about if they're from a different background to us, a different race or a different culture? Do you welcome them in the same way? What would Jesus have done? How would he respond to new people joining our church? In Leviticus, it says, "Treat them as you would an Israelite, and love them as you would love yourselves. Remember that you were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." Jesus welcomed everyone. The tax collector, the woman at the well, the children who the disciples had rebuked. I remember once two men just slipped in the back there during one of the services. They weren't from around here. And I remember some of the conversations that I had with people after the service. They spoke about checking their phone, checking their keys, their wallet, their purse. Is that how we should welcome people to our church? Someone who arrives newly. When new people arrive, we should welcome them, whoever they are, into our family so that they are no longer strangers. Smile under that mask. Show them that we are a warm, welcoming church. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ. During these strange times, who have you missed seeing? I've missed my family and friends, but I've also missed you, my family in Christ. I felt excited when they said we could return back to church and see everybody. But unfortunately, things are not back to normal. We are not all gathered together here in this church. Some people are at home on Zoom. Some people are even in their vans on their break. Hi, Martin. Our house group has also welcomed someone called Eduardo. Jamie and Emma, I don't know if you know them. They're our friends. Eduardo's from Mexico. Although some of us have never met him face to face, and he's never stepped foot into this church, he has still become a member of our household. He is one of our church family. So are we still gathered here as one? Yes, as it is written in Matthew, "For where two or three of us come together in my name, I am with you." With the work of the Holy Spirit within us, we are being built together to be one. Even though we are apart, be that 5 or 500 miles, we are still together, one family in Christ. So what is church? We are the church. What are the dwelling? Within us is where the Holy Spirit dwells. The church is us, gathered together here today in many different places. It's the mortar that keeps the building and the bricks of our physical church together, but it is Jesus, our Saviour, that is our mortar. He is the glue that binds us together to be one. So, wherever we are and whatever we are doing, we need to remember to be welcoming. Not just welcoming people to come to church, but to come to Christ, to know Christ. That is the most important thing, to help people to know Jesus as their Saviour, welcoming them into our family, into his family. Remember, we are one. We all belong to the church. When you are feeling unloved or unimportant or alone, come back to this verse to remind you that you belong. You are our family. You are the church. Lord, Commit us to use these gifts you have given us and be welcoming to all. Amen.